Welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm Ruth Amos. It is really, really great to have you here. Thank you so much for downloading and pressing play. And thank you, if you're a regular listener, for being patient and waiting for me to come back on the podcast. I think it's been 4 or 5 weeks since I last podcasted. And I think that deserves a little bit of an explanation. I work for myself from home, and just over the past few weeks, I've really had to prioritize what I do. So the paid work that I do, the thing that brings in my part of the family finances, is editing. And I have had an urgent PhD thesis to edit, so that was something, and quite a bit of other work that just sort of landed. I mean, when you work for yourself, things don't come nice and smoothly. They all come in waves. And over the past few weeks, I've had a bit of a wave of work, for which I am very, very grateful. So that's one of the reasons why I didn't podcast, because I really had to prioritize what I was going to do. And as you know, if you listen to me regularly, prioritizing is difficult and hard, and it's something that I'm always looking for tools and ways to help think about that. And actually, next podcast, because I've had a couple of interviews on the radio station that I just haven't been able to podcast about, next podcast we're going to talk a bit more about prioritization and how to think about our time. So that's coming up. But yes, I've had to say, well, the podcast, while it is very important to me and something that I absolutely love doing, it's going to have to wait. Not stop, but just wait. And I can do that. And things have settled down a bit now, and I've been able to wait. So the work has been one reason why this podcast is late. Another reason has been that we've had major plumbing issues. So I live in a block of 10 units, and it's a lovely little community, and I love everyone that I live with, to be honest. We have great neighbours, which is a good thing, because what happened maybe 4 weeks ago now is that one of the joins in the mains water pipe underneath our driveway started to leak. And trying to find a leak under the driveway is difficult. And the leak became more and more of an issue until we were doing the water thing, where you turn it on for a couple of hours in the morning and then you turn it on again for a couple of hours in the evening. And then last week, the leak became catastrophic. We turned it on in the morning and there was suddenly a waterfall running down the stairs outside our bedroom window. So we knew where the leak was at that point. It had made itself obvious, but we had to turn the water off and just have no water in our house until Thursday, when the plumber could come and dig up the driveway and fix things. And so that has been honestly quite stressful. And I, you know, I'm doing a massive privilege check, because just having running clean water is such a privileged thing and such an awesome thing to have, because I live in the developed world. And you know what, I'm at the moment, just every time I flush the toilet, I'm just so grateful that I can flush the toilet, having just 2.5 days without any water, except for, you know, stuff that we lugged around in big water containers. And yeah, so that's been interesting. And I don't know about you, but when you have a constant low-level stressor like that, it just seems to take a lot of the energy away from me and makes it harder to make decisions. It makes it harder to do your daily work. And so that's been a contributing factor. But the water is back on and everything is fixed, and I have more energy now because of that. And the third reason that I am late doing the podcast that I wanted to share with you all, and it is the most important reason, to be honest, is that I have a new baby grandson, and his name is Eastern Charlie Roo, and he's absolutely gorgeous, and I could gush about him for years. And my daughter lives in Canberra and I live in Hobart, and so we are going to go up and visit. I'm going to actually take a holiday and go and visit, which will be really, really wonderful. But for now, we're just looking at all of the pictures she sends and all the videos, and Yeah, it's exciting. It's wonderful. So I just wanted to share that with you. That also, you know, like just the waiting for the pregnancy to end, waiting for the labor to start, waiting for the baby to be born, you know, those things. And then the many phone calls and it's just been, yes, another thing and a wonderful thing, a wonderful thing. But these things add up, and I'm absolutely sure that your life has the same waves of massive issues that or happenings. I don't want to call Easton an issue. He's more a delightful happening. But, you know, everybody's life has these waves of things that, that come and crash over you. And sometimes you just need to look at the list of things that you have to do and stop trying to squish it all in. Sometimes you need to remember that, you know what, the world can go on without you. And actually, I was talking to a podcast listener at a church thing the other day, and it was just so lovely to meet her and for the first time, and for her to say, I listen to your podcast. That was just that was an absolute joy. So thank you. It's such an encouragement. But she said, yes, the thing that I like about your podcast is you tell me that the world does go on without me, and that some, you know, if I say no, things aren't going to just completely fall over. And I needed to be reminded of that too. Yeah, sometimes you can feel like you're carrying the weight of everything, and you know, sometimes you just have to say no. These few things will wait, or maybe even these few things will go on without me, and I don't need to do it. Sometimes some of the balls that you're juggling, you just need to put down. And I know how difficult it is to decide which ones can be put down without anyone, you know, dying or something collapsing. It's really difficult. People talk about, yes, some of the balls you're juggling are glass and some of the balls you're juggling are rubber, and you can drop those rubber ones. But Moz was saying to me, the problem with the rubber balls that you drop is that they bounce and they come back, and then you have to juggle them again. So yeah, we're in one of those busy times, and school holidays are coming and we can do it. But just let me encourage you that if you are in one of those busy times, the things that have kept me going over the past few weeks have been my 15 minutes of silence in the morning. And I wouldn't say that that's been necessarily a deep time of communion with God or anything. Sometimes, yes. Sometimes I've actually been sitting on the bed sort of itching to get going and just saying, why can't I get moving? Why can't I, you know, like, I've got this list of things I need to do. But just to stop yourself and say, no, for 15 minutes, I'm just going to be and listen to the whirling thoughts in my head and write down the things that I'm worried about, and just remember that it's not all about what I can do, but it's about who I am. Yeah, that's kept me going. Exercise has kept me going for a while, but in the last week, I've sort of had to drop the exercise too, just because of low energy levels, and any spoonies out there will understand that. But, you know, I'm hoping to pick that back up again as well. But those sort of things have helped me, and my lists, and just figuring out priorities and dropping some things like this podcast. So it's very nice to be able to pick the podcast back up again. And yeah, you're getting a very long introduction, but I just thought it was worth explaining and sharing my joy of little Easton. And the other thing I want to explain in the introduction to the podcast today is that we have a slightly different segment from my time on the radio. So I go to Ultra 106.5 every fortnight and have a chat to Scotty. But this time around, for this one, Scotty was out. He lost the COVID dodgeball game, and so I was chatting to Christopher instead, and Christopher's great. He's good fun. But yeah, if you're used to Scotty, Christopher's a bit different, but he's fantastic fun, and it was really good to go in and have a chat to someone different. But let me say to you also, now that I've brought up the dreaded COVID word, if you listen to me say Scotty was out with COVID and couldn't come into work for a week, and you think, oh man, that sounds lovely. Where can I get this COVID thing so I can have a week off? That's a bad idea. Don't do that. But maybe it's time to, again, start looking at your priorities, maybe do an urgent and important quadrant and or some other way of checking what you can just put down just for a little while and breathe. We need you more than what you can do. You are more than what you can do, and we need you to be able to be you. So let me encourage you to breathe. So in this podcast, I'm actually talking about what happened after another busy time, which wasn't very long ago. So I'll let you listen to me talk to Christopher, and then probably my rant will be a little bit shorter than this one, because I have said a lot already. Yeah, so have a listen to me chat to Christopher, and then I'll talk a bit more afterwards.
It's Ultra 106.5. Christopher Waterhouse with you for breakfast this morning, filling in for Scotty Huss. And sitting opposite me this morning is Ruth Amos. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Christopher.
Nice to see you this morning. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, this morning we're talking about routines, and I suspect, like most people, we're all sort of struggling to re-establish routines after what's been a pretty weird couple of years.
Yeah. I think that there's a lot of people who are, maybe going back into work for the first time or that sort of thing. I actually had a summer holiday this year, which was really nice, and I pre-recorded all my podcasts, and I preloaded blogs, and I did all this kind of work, and then I came back and I got back into things, and regular listeners would have heard me. I've done about 3 chats with Scotty, and at the end of the last one, I went back home and I started doing all the things I do. So I record a bit of a rant and put that together with the interview that I do in the mornings, and make podcasts, and I uploaded my blog and whatever, and I was doing all the bits and pieces, and then I suddenly thought, that's right. I should be writing this in a newsletter to my newsletter list from ruthamos.com.au, and I haven't done that for the past 3 podcasts. So that was a little bit embarrassing. And I think that, often when we're out of routine, we do weird things. It can be very embarrassing. And you vow and declare to yourself that you'll never do this again. You'll always remember. And that doesn't work.
No. I suppose it's habit, isn't it? Once you're out of habit, the routine very quickly drops.
And so what you need to do, which I keep saying, is write it down. Make a checklist. So I think that any repeating action that you do that's maybe more than 3 actions long, put it in a checklist. So then you've got it there written, and then the other important thing to do is read the checklist. It's, that's also quite an essential part of the process. But have a checklist with all the steps that you're doing, and then tick them off as you go, and you're not going to forget. You're not depending on your brain, which I think is, again, your brain's really good at doing creative things. It's not actually a very good rememberer, and I think pen and paper or your phone, or I use Evernote because it's on my phone, it's on my computer, and I can make a checklist and I can just bring it up wherever I am and check it off. It just makes all the difference.
It's a good idea, actually. I suppose there are a lot of apps and little computery related things that you can use to help you out with that. So that's not a bad idea to think about, actually. And I suppose the other thing is people have multiple roles in life. It's not just the productivity at work, but it's also productivity at home.
Yeah.
If you've got kids or anything like that. Like, as soon as you start piecing life together, it's very easy to forget one thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was thinking, where would checklists be useful aside from if you're an author and podcaster, which, maybe some of the audience listening today aren't, and I thought, well, if you're in a rental property and you have to get ready for a rental inspection every 3 months or whatever it is, a checklist for that would be really good. One for your kids to say, this is what you need to do before you go to school in the morning, and just have something to tick off. And then in work, like in quality assurance and all that kind of stuff, like there are many, many places in the workplace where you can use it. But they're a very handy tool.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And I suppose the other thing is going back and reviewing it after a while. Is this working for me, and do I need to slightly tweak how I'm making my list or something?
Yeah, absolutely. Because things do change. So, reviewing it. And then making sure that everything you've got on it is actually an actionable item.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Something that you can say, oh, I've done it, and tick it off. Not, Yeah, and a specific, you know, something that's specific.
So it's like an achievable goal.
Yeah.
That's absolutely. A good idea. Yes, otherwise I suppose you're making a list of things, but that you can't tell when you've...
Yeah, when you
can,
actually...
Can I tick this off yet?
Yeah, for sure. I was thinking with the kid thing, you know, putting your dirty clothes in the washing basket can tick that off. Tidy your room. Well, I'm not sure that you can ever actually, like, is it...
Is it ever done?
Is it ever tidy? Yeah, so, yeah. That sort of thing. Yeah, so that's what I wanted to encourage people and myself. I have to say, yes, like I did have a podcast checklist that I had left for so long that, as you say, it had gone out of date. There were things that I didn't need on there anymore. Things have changed. Gone back this week and reviewed it, and I'll be using it today when I get home and start doing my podcast.
Excellent. Yeah. And mention of the podcast, if we'd like to listen to it and find it, where do we go online to find it?
Head to ruthamos.com.au. And if you join my mailing list, you see, you'll get links to the podcast and the blog. So it's a really good idea to go to ruthamos.com.au and join up with to the mailing list.
And you'll remember because you've put it on your productivity actionable list.
Yeah, exactly.
Ruth, it's been great to see you this morning. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.
And we'll catch up with you soon.
So there you go. I was so hopeful that I would be able to finish up talking to Christopher, head home, and record a podcast and put it up. Sometimes I do actually manage to get the podcast up on the same day as I do the radio interview. Lately, not one of these times. But okay, so what I want you to hear from my talk with Christopher, one of the big points is that when I realised that I hadn't sent out that newsletter, I felt bad. This is something that I do. I have people signed up on my mailing list and I owe them, you know, the newsletter with the links, because that's what I have promised these people that I will do. And I know that, you know, we forget things, and when we forget things, we feel bad. But feeling bad does not mean that you're going to remember what you're supposed to do next time. And sometimes we think, oh, well, if I make myself feel bad enough, I'm going to remember next time. If I make myself feel bad enough, it will be burned into my psyche and I will never forget again. And I just think that's a very bad way of remembering, especially when we've got these tools that we can use. And I have to say, my checklist is open and it's there sitting on my computer now, and I'm going to use it to remember and not use the feelings of beating myself up or feeling bad. So when something happens and it does embarrass you, can I encourage you to, instead of thinking, if I feel very bad about this, I will remember next time, to think, let me apologize, and hopefully there's grace and forgiveness involved there. But now let's use a tool, let's use some method so that I'm not going to forget next time. And the wonderful thing about technology is that we have all of these amazing tools at our disposal. So one of my favorite books is The Rosemary Tree by Elizabeth Googe. And it's set back in between the two world wars, I think, in England, which is one of my favorite time periods. And one of the characters there is a bit forgetful. And so to help himself remember, because he has very bad catarrh and bad sinuses, and yes, that's in the book, the way he remembers is he ties a knot in his handkerchief. So on this particular day, he pulls out his handkerchief and he sees the knot in it and he thinks, oh, what was that about? I'm sure there was something I was supposed to remember. Oh, well, I've probably forgotten it now. And he goes on with his life. And that is also a miserable way to remind yourself. If you have a smartphone, and most of us do, putting a reminder in your smartphone, in your smart calendar or something that actually tells you what you're supposed to remember is just a much more effective way of remembering things that we tend to forget. You can have rolling reminders, you can use action list reminders, you can write down things in a little book that you remember to look at, you can have a paper diary that you just bring out every morning and brush up on so that you remember what things you need to do. You can have lists on paper, you can have lists on your phone, you can have lists on your computer, but somehow use some technology, something from pen and paper through to your handy dandy smartphone, so that you do remember these things that are so easy to forget. So that's just, you know, remembering in general. But if you've got a repeating regular process, then a checklist is really the way to go. So I did talk about some examples of different checklists that I use or that I think can be used with Christopher. And, I, you know, there's not a whole lot more that I can say about that. I'm sure you can come up with some other different checklists. I've looked at my thing. I've got my packing checklist, which I'll be using soon when I go to see little Roo. Rental inspections, kids' school morning prep, or if you're actually a parent that gets your kids to put their bags away and empty their lunchboxes and stuff. I was never that organized, believe it. Ugh, my kids' school bags at the end of term. Oh, you don't want to know. But anyway, so morning prep, afternoon cleanup, or cleaning. Like if you're cleaning your own house, there are things that you can do. You could write down on a checklist so that you have your weekly cleaning goals, your quarterly, monthly, or annual, or whatever, you know, those sort of things. But yeah, so let me encourage you to use checklists, because I think they're a fantastic tool. Make sure that the list has a clear goal. So this is your cleaning checklist, or this is your rental inspection checklist, or this is your packing checklist. So don't mix things between checklists. Have your checklist clear so that you know this is the one I pull out in this instance. Make sure that all the items on the checklist are actionable items, things that you can actually do. So not vague, tidy everything, but clear, put dirty clothes in hamper. Not vague, upload podcast, but very clear, record the podcast, edit the podcast, put the tags, the IPR tags on the podcast, and so on. So very clear things. And that way your checklist will be useful. And as I think I said to Christopher, I use Evernote because I can have Evernote on my phone and I can have it on my computer. And it has this nice check boxes that you can cross as you go down. And then the next time I use it, I just uncross as I do them. So just nice. It's just, you know, and that's a thing. Like these tools are everywhere. And if you go to your Play Store or whatever, where you get your apps from, you're going to find tools for making checklists because people know they're useful. And find the one that works for you, the one that's got the bright colors that cheers you up and says, yeah, I can do this, or the one that's just plain simple list with little checkboxes, or the one that crosses the text off or whatever, but whatever reusable thing that you can use. Or, you know, print out 5 checklists and then do it with your pen and pencil. I don't mind what you do, but it's just such a good tool. I got to encourage you to use it. I learned that in Japan, they have this system, which is probably given a really funky Japanese name, but the English name is point and call. And the train drivers use this system. And so as they're going, the trains in Japan are absolutely amazing. I got on the wrong train in Japan because it pulled up at the station and they have these little lines on the station where you stand and the door will come up to those lines and you get on. So you know where to line up and you know that the train is going to line up with the lines on the platform. Anyway, this train pulled up and the doors were misaligned with the lines. They were only like, I don't know, 6 inches, just really short distance away from the lines. And we, me and my friend who I was with, we were Australians and we looked at it and went, oh, well, this must be the train. And we found ourselves on a bullet train going for 45 minutes in the wrong direction when we were wanting to go to the airport. And I thought, how stupid are we? Because we, you know, if you're going to get on the right train in Japan, it's going to line up with the lines on the platform that you're on. So what I'm saying is their system is amazing and it's very clear and it works correctly, really correctly every time. And what the engineers do, the train drivers do in Japan, is they use this point and call system. So when they come up to an indicator light, they point at the light and they say the light is green. When the door closes, they point at the door and say the door is closed. When they look at the lever on the dash or whatever it is, they point at and say the lever is up. This sounds really, really obvious, but what this system has led to is an 85% reduction in errors in driving trains. And people all over the world have taken on this point and call system because you're using, you know, a part of your body and you're actually stating the thing out loud. And if you point at the light and say the light is green and it's actually red, you're going to notice. Okay, so this is, you're not going to just say, oh, have you ever driven home and thought, oh gosh, I hope all those lights were green. I didn't notice as I went through them. this leads to a reduction in that kind of thing. And I think that sometimes we need to do a point and call in our own lives and say, right, I've done this step, I've done this step, I've done this step. And that will lead to a reduction in errors, and it will lead to me sending out my newsletter to the people who want to get it. So while we're on the topic of my newsletter, and just to finish off, this is my newsletter from ruthamos.com.au. And if you go to the front page of that website and scroll down a little bit, there is a sign up to my writer newsletter. And I encourage you to do that, because if you sign up to that email, you get an email, God willing, every time I do a podcast from here on in, because it's on my checklist. Okay, so you get an email, and in that email, you get a link to my podcast, and you get a link to my blog post, which is about the same stuff as my podcast. And that's great. And the newsletter itself is actually more personal news. Now, it's always very short because I've already written a blog post and recorded a podcast. So it's not ever a long newsletter, but it's just a little bit of personal news and what we're doing and that sort of thing. And then the links to both the blog and the podcast. And I hope that it's helpful to you, and I encourage you to sign up to that and get that little bit of news from me. Where, you know, you never know, you might even get pictures of Eastern Charlie Roo. Wouldn't that be exciting? I know some people aren't as excited by babies as I am, but there you go. It's another point of contact and personal contact that I like to make to my listeners and readers. So yes, I encourage you to head along to ruthamos.com.au and sign up to my newsletter. And also, as always, hand that on to somebody else who, you know, might find it useful or helpful to them as well. And feel free to share this podcast and or the blog. And you can find me on Facebook at Ruth Amos Author. You can find me on Twitter at A Quiet Life Blog. And I would always love to hear from you, or you can email me, ruth@ruthamos.com.au. So as always, love to hear from you. And I will chat to you again, hopefully, really soon.